Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Today on my podcast, 3D Design, VR, XR, AR, Metaverse content. Today, I'm going to be talking about Houdini and what I learned this past week. Here in California, it was extremely hot. It was 109 degrees. I'm actually surprised I was even productive because it was really hot. I downloaded Houdini on my Mac and also my Windows, and I've been alternating between the two because sometimes I'm on my couch in my living room and sometimes I'm actually at my computer actually using Windows. And so I alternate between the two. But for this particular week, I was mainly on my laptop, my Mac laptop, just because it was so hot. Running my Windows just made a ton of noise and it was heating up. First, I went to the Houdini website called sidefx.com and I started going through their basics. So if you go to sidefx.com/docs/Houdini, docs/Houdini basics/UI.html, you can go through all the material. It has getting started, introduction to Houdini, user interface, viewing the scene, and next steps. I like to learn the UI and the layout because it's just easier to get familiar before doing the tutorial because I want to know where things are. It can be very frustrating when I'm doing a tutorial. I don't remember where they always clicked and then I have to go back and, you know, find where they clicked. Anyways, this week I learned the quick overview of the main UI, basically what objects are, and then I took a YouTube tutorial. This is called Houdini Isn't Scary. And if you just type that in YouTube, it'll come up, or Google Houdini Isn't Scary. And this is by a YouTube channel called Nine Between. And they are, I think they're like a studio, they're two brothers, I think. Anyways, so I started with that tutorial. First, I did the basics and then I did the objects tutorial. And I really liked the way they taught. It was a very visual approach. They pointed exactly where they were talking about and they explained the logic behind it. In part two of the tutorial that I took, I learned about the objects and how to set up an object. I also learned a little bit about the attributes within Houdini and how to set up the geometry. Now, there was this one function in Houdini where you press tab and you can search, and this entire menu comes up. It's a huge menu of a million different items. And this is what is a little concerning to me because you have to know what you're searching for. In the YouTube video tutorial, it was very easy because it was telling me exactly what to search for. But as a new learner, new user, I wouldn't know exactly what to type for. So for example, I was making a 3D donut and I would have to enter tab, then search on a certain attribute to make the design. I'm just not sure how I will know in the future how to just type in a certain word. So I'm going to look for a glossary and see if possibly that will help me. And I can use that when I'm trying to create something. I can reference all those search terms and that will help me hopefully when creating an object. I was also reading on Houdini website, they were saying that you really don't need that much code to do anything really. It's all through the interface, which is great for a new user because it's very intimidating to learn the UI, where everything is, how to create simple objects and be expected to code. It's just a lot. So I'm really grateful and happy to read that. And I'm feeling a little more confident in learning Houdini long term. That was my week with learning Houdini. I made a very simple donut, nothing exciting, but you know, these are baby steps and this is just how it goes. You know, you learn the basics before you can create something cool. But what I plan on doing this week coming up, sketching 3 to 5 different design concepts, and then I'm going to look for tutorials that can make those concepts, that can help me do those concepts. So for example, if I have an idea, I want to make a pretty flower and I want to make it, you know, animated in the wind. I want it on top of a old vintage barn house, and yeah, like something like that, then I'll know what to kind of search for. I can search for textures, for petals, for roses, or for flowers. I can search for architecture YouTube tutorials for creating a barn. You can kind of see where this is going. So I'm going to do 3 to 5 sketches of what I want to create. And then I'm going to start looking for videos, YouTube tutorial videos around similar content that will help me create the actual art pieces I want to make. So with those sketches and those concepts that I have, I'm going to look for YouTube tutorials on how to create similar objects. And then that way, instead of doing what the tutorial is telling me to do, for example, making a donut, I can make a flower, right? Because not everybody wants to do tutorials on donuts. It's very boring. It's not exciting. I'd rather be making the art I want to make now. This is a process, and patience is key. And I can get a little impatient with learning the basics. So bear with me. During just learning just the basics, I've heard about Redshift. Redshift has come up a lot. It's owned by Maxon. It's obviously compatible with Cinema 4D. So I will be trying to see if I can incorporate Redshift with that tutorial, with a tutorial. Yeah, so Redshift is a render engine. And so that is it for this week. I know it's not a lot, but I'm hoping the weather will be better next week and it'll be less hot so I can get more work done and do more tutorials and actually create an art piece. Now, I know this has been all audio so far, but I will create a YouTube channel that will make this visual. So if you want to check out the visuals on YouTube, you can. I will describe the best I can through audio what the artwork looks like in case you're not going to check it out on YouTube. And that is it for this week, Houdini and Redshift. So I have not yet touched motion design. I will try my best to get to that next week. I think it's critical to learn motion as I go through even just the beginning part of it and just the way cameras are set up, because just understanding how motion works and understanding all angles of the object is really important. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Let me know if you what else you want to learn or what you're working on. I will be adding links in the description soon. Maybe not today, but in the next week or two. So be on the lookout for that. And I'll see you next time. Bye.